The people who raise cattle destined to become steak or hamburger on your dinner plate are feeling the pinch. Wildfires this summer have scorched more than 1 million acres of Northwest rangeland. In addition to that, the Midwest drought is driving up feed costs across the board. Now ranches and feedlots are looking to cut their feed costs in the short term and longer term, have an eye on making the cattle themselves more efficient. Correspondent Tom Bonsi explains.
The cost of feed is by far the biggest expense on the ledgers of most Western beef farmers. Since summer, a host of different feeds, led by corn, have flirted with record highs. Washington cattleman Jack Field is going to great lengths to postpone or avoid buying hay at sky-high prices. It's so expensive, he's made plans to truck his small herd halfway across the state, then move again later to graze on crop stubble.
The transportation's a little bit of a pain. It is expensive, but by moving cattle around, if I can keep from having to feed hay, I can make that pencil and profit in my situation.
Fortunately for Field, none of his rented ground has been scorched by wildfires, but others are not so lucky. It's been a bad year. Oregon State University beef scientist Tim Del Curto is working with ranchers and feedlot owners to analyze alternatives. He says there are options for lower cost feed. Listen to these. Grass seed straw, distiller's grains left over from ethanol production, cannery waste, and potato processing byproducts such as misshapen green beans, carrots, and yes, even French fries.
Now, I think one of the unique attributes of beef cattle, and sheep would fit this too, unique attributes of ruminant animals, is that they can virtually digest anything.
Later this month, Del Curto will be a guest speaker at several University of Idaho Extension seminars offering cost-saving tips to cattle ranchers. The focus is on short-term relief, but there's also news about longer-term strategies. Ag research universities are giving greater attention to something called feed efficiency, given the rising cost of fodder. In a cattle barn at the University of Idaho, Professor of Physiology Rod Hill points out sensors and electronic gates on feed bins. They allow him to track exactly how much food each cow eats. The cows also have to be coaxed onto a scale periodically to calculate how efficiently each converts the fodder into beef. Hill says the amount of variation within a herd might surprise you.
So these animals, for your eye and mine, they look quite homogenous. But the variation in intake for animals growing at the same rate is of the order of 35%.
This is a case where humans and cows have something in common.
You know, we talk to people who say, all I have to do is look at the candy store and I put on 3 pounds, right? And so we don't actually quantify it, say, precisely in humans, but we know in humans that some people can eat a little and they can put on quite a bit of weight, and some people can eat a lot and hardly put on any weight. So it's a biological phenomenon.
A newly published animal science book that Hill edited explains how ranchers can use selective breeding to achieve the same growth with less feed or less environmental impact on rangeland. But he warns there is risk in focusing too much on one trait.
Less efficient animals are slightly fatter, and more efficient animals are slightly leaner. So we wouldn't want to just go after efficiency and then forget about the body composition. So we wouldn't want animals to become too lean. So that might reduce marbling in the product, especially in the quality cuts where the profit is.
In the not-too-distant future, Hill expects bulls at auction to carry a score for efficiency. But that performance measure isn't widely available or standardized just yet. I'm Tom Bonsi in Moscow, Idaho.